This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Thanks for tuning in this week, and we start on The Week in Philly with the latest on that proposed new 76ers arena in Center City. On Wednesday night, Mayor Sherelle Parker laid out some key details, and for more, let's bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, this was quite the presentation the mayor laid out at the convention center. Really left no doubt she's all in on this, right?
Yes. The mayor is, let's say, detail-oriented. We joke in the press room she can't make the simplest announcement in under an hour. And this, of course, was a major announcement. It took over 3 hours to present it. There was a 75-slide PowerPoint that started after she spoke for a half an hour at the beginning. You know, multiple cabinet members were part of it. And then she had testimonials from labor leaders and neighborhood residents, not Chinatown residents, but people from nearby communities who are behind it. And she said at the end of all that, that now, if you have any problem with this agreement, don't go to the 76ers. You come to me.
I am proud and take full responsibility for what is included in this agreement. I support it 1,001%.
So talk about what she laid out as far as what the 76ers are promising here in this deal.
Okay, well, there's a lot to it. It includes a $50 million community benefits agreement, which is the largest community benefits of any major development, any sports venue that's ever been developed in the city. It's also the most detailed economic opportunity plan. The arena won't be paying property taxes, but they'll do these payments in lieu of taxes. What they are going to pay is all of the other three arenas / stadium / ballparks combined, $6 million. So there's a lot that the 76ers is putting into it. Also notable, there will be no city money invested. That is a first for a sports venue in the city of Philadelphia. They've all required city money in the past. And then there are the benefits, like more than 1,000 jobs. That's not just in construction. That is ongoing jobs in the operations once the arena opens. But then directly for Chinatown, she's tried to address a lot of the issues. Traffic and parking. There's going to be an event parking plan. There's going to be a neighborhood parking plan. This plan includes a lot of housing, not just in the arena footprint, but also in the adjacent neighborhood.
Was there any pushback at this event from those who are opposed, be it Chinatown or other groups?
Well, interestingly enough, this was in a big room at the convention center. There were about 500 seats, and most of them were full. But there was not a single opponent. The opponents say they just got the invitation too late or whatever. They had shown up at a community meeting last month. 2,000 people showed up. This time there were under 500, all supporters, mostly union members.
So what happens next as far as kind of pushing this arena closer to becoming a reality? What's next on the to-do list?
Okay, so the legislation, there are 11 pieces of legislation that need to be passed in order for the arena to be built, 9 bills, 2 resolutions. They went up online Wednesday night. They include the terms of the agreement. It will be up for 30 days. People will have a chance to review it. The district councilman for the arena, Mark Squilla, will have a chance to review it. And then he says he'll introduce it at the October 24th city council meeting, at which point there will be hearings and it will be likely amended. So it will be a process, but that's where the focus moves to next, is to city council.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us on The Week in Philly, which will continue in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.